show customers.
If this show is good, please leave an Apple Podcast for my mama.
Today's show is being sponsored by Button Up Photos. The next time you want to have some excitement at your next event, please give us a try. Again, that is buttonupphotos.com. Hey, my friends. Today I have titled the show Hire Fast and Fire Faster. You may think, well, that's a strange name for this podcast show. But the reason I did that was oftentimes we'll hire people and then somehow we think we're going to salvage them. You know, if they start out slow, they're just not showing up to work. They call in every few days, or they don't call in at all and just don't show up. Or maybe they show up and they're sitting on their cell phones. They're really not doing what you're paying them to do. And too often we think, oh, well, we can salvage them. We can make it better. I don't know. We want to be a fixer. But really, if somebody wants to work, they'll work. So we need to set a higher expectation in our business, expect productivity, and then go ahead and cut those loose if they're not able to produce as you would have them to do. So you want to make sure that, of course, you've got people that that are producing well for you, that you recognize them. And so you want to, there are a few things you want to make sure you do to kind of help the satisfaction within your organization, along with making sure that you've got the right people. If you get someone in there and they're just not a good fit for the rest of the team, and they're not pulling their weight, you'll actually create a team that is dissatisfied, that was a strong team, but yet you make them dissatisfied because they're having to carry the load of someone else who should be carrying their own weight. You want to try to keep your meetings short, to the point, and just, you know, just be real straightforward with your meetings and then move on. Give them back time to do what they need to do. You want to make sure that the meetings are, you know, one of the things I used to do when I worked in manufacturing was I had a daily meeting, but I required it to be a stand-up meeting. And I know a lot of people work virtual now, so sometimes it's a little bit harder, but that was one of the requirements. So everybody met for a huddle that morning, and we didn't sit down. Everybody stood up, we went around the room, covered everything, and you know what? Everybody finished their part and got moving because they didn't want to stand there all day. We started on time. If you weren't in there in time for the meeting to start, you were locked out of the room. I just didn't play with people who were late to the meetings. And then we recognized people, you know, if they had, that was a time to do that recognition. So if we had somebody that had really performed well and had some success, then I wanted to take time to recognize them. And so if they got the recognition in that group setting, and everybody knew that they had performed well. When you do that, you're actually going to develop a stronger team because everybody else wants to get that recognition as well. And then everybody left understanding when we finished a meeting, everybody knew what their roles were and everybody knew what they needed help for the next meeting. And then we went right down through that list. The next day, did you get this done? Where are we at? And, you know, I think we've lost a lot of that now and we don't see as much of that in some of the other organizations, but I think the organizations suffer because they aren't implementing those types of things. So that's something I would recommend. If you're not doing that today, I'd recommend you kind of look into that. You want to make sure that when you get people in there on your team, you want people that are stronger than you. One of the things, you know, I've worked with people before and they were like, you know, they wanted people that were weak or not as efficient as they were. They, for whatever reason, it was an ego type thing. And I never understood that, because if you get someone who's better than you, and I always told teams that I've worked with, you know, if you're employed with me, I want you to be better than me. If you're not better than me, I probably don't need you on my team. And that's one of the reasons you can kind of look pretty quick when you get somebody in the door. You know within just a few days, are they going to work out or not? And if they're not going to work out, go ahead and cut them from the herd. Because you don't want to keep someone on the payroll that you're having to deal with and your team is having to deal with that's going to pull your team down if they're not a producer. So look at that, and if they're better than you, then they're going to make you look better. They're going to make your organization stronger, and that's what you want. That's the whole point in hiring people, is to make your business more efficient and to make it perform better, and that's what you want, ultimately. If you start having a lot of negative feedback from your customers about various things, you can narrow it down pretty quick, and it will nearly always, sometimes it's systems, but nearly always, if it's negative feedback coming back, it's always going to go back to somebody is responsible that is creating that negativity. It may be a system, but it may be a system and process that somebody has developed and put that in, implemented that new system and process into place, or old system, I don't know. But somebody has put that into place, and it's creating dissatisfaction with your customers. So you want to dig into that and make sure that you are not letting that fall by the wayside. We've talked about this a little bit, but if you go ahead and fire, if you've got somebody you've hired that's not a good fit, go ahead and fire them, cut them loose. If you do that and get somebody else in there that's good, then it's going to make things easier, it's going to make it more efficient, and you're going to grow your business much quicker and better, and it's going to make you a stronger organization. Your team, what you'll find is, if you've got a good, strong team, they're going to rally together, and they're more willing to work together and pull things together and pull it through and carry an extra load for a little bit if you're getting rid of people that are not performing. Because nobody wants those people around who are dragging the team down. And when you think about it, you've got somebody that, your really strong, skilled employees, they want to be able to take a little bit of time. They want to be able to go, take some time off and feel comfortable when they take off that their team members have their back, they've got everything covered, and the customers are taken care of. If they've got a weak link in the group, they can't do that. They can't have that confidence. So if they take off, they're worried that their job's not going to be taken care of properly. Customers aren't going to be taken care of properly. You know, things are going to fall by the wayside, and they're going to come back to chaos. So they can't really enjoy that time that they get off. So be sure and do that. Also, you want to make sure that you delegate to these members on your team that are consistently producing, and they're really showing you that they're capable of much more. Go ahead and delegate some extra responsibility to them. That does multiple things. One, it helps you. Two, it helps them. Because as long as your organization is growing and developing and you're getting stronger, then you've got a stronger organization. But when you get to the point where your employees, your team member team members don't see development and growth, they are going to begin to feel like, if we're not going anywhere, if we're not growing, we're shrinking. And they'll start leaving and going elsewhere. So get them involved. Take some feedback and see if you can implement, take and evaluate it. Let them have some input and see if you can implement some things that they bring to the table. See if you can give them some extra responsibilities. let them take on some extra leads and some things. And it's just, like I said, it's going to make you stronger and it's going to make your organization stronger if you do that. And just don't try to hold on to too much yourself without letting them, you know, take on some things. And then if you're going to invest time in people, invest time in people that are worth your time. Again, don't bring somebody in and invest a lot of time in somebody who is not willing to be part of the team, and they're not going to work. They're just going to mill around and take advantage of everybody else, including you, and just milk the system. They're not worth you investing your time in because you can't salvage them. Go ahead and cut them from the herd and hire somebody that can handle the job. I hope this blesses you in some way today, and have a great day. I hope this show blesses you in some way today, and have a wonderful day and enjoy your iced tea.
If this show is good, please leave an Apple Podcast for my mama.